following is a recording of a resident speech at Big Sandy, Montana, May 12, 1950.
Read a lot of stories about Big Sandy, Montana. Most of them are most interesting. I've always wanted to see this location in the United States that was once one of the most famous cow towns in the country. I also heard from the brakeman on this train that this town, during the war, bought more bonds per capita than any other town in the United States. And I congratulate you on that, too. Everywhere I stopped on this cross-country trip of mine, large crowds have come out to see me, and I appreciate that very, very much. I think it means that the people are interested in their government, and that they want to learn what the facts are about, what our government is doing, and what I'm trying to do, and what I'm fighting for. One of the subjects in which I am very interested, and which concerns you people here in the West very directly, is reclamation and irrigation. Here at Big Sandy, you people are in the area which will feel a direct benefit from the construction of tidal dam, west of here, on the Marias River. We got a river that same name in Missouri and was named by the same freshman, by the way, too. I understand that actual construction of tidal dam will begin this summer. Great reclamation developments like this all over the country seem to cost a lot of money, but they bring back big returns. They're investments, not expenditures. Tidal dam will mean better incomes for the farmers now and here, and opportunities for new farmers to come that will help you build a bigger and more prosperous community. By carrying out the projects like Tidal Dam, we are building a stronger and more prosperous country. We are laying the foundation for lasting farm prosperity. I am very much interested in seeing the farmers of this country well off. I grew up on a farm myself, and I know how hard a farmer's life can be, but a farmer's life these days is nothing like the life I had to spend. I've got a couple of nephews running their old farm at home, and they do most of the farming sitting down. I used to stand up and watch to do mine. We've been doing a lot in recent years to make farm life easier and happier. Bring electricity to farmers has made them much more productive, and it has certainly made life on the farm much more pleasant. 15 years ago, when the REA started, only 10% of the farm houses had electricity. Now, 80% of the farm homes have electricity. Congress is authorizing a federal program to extend rural telephone facilities. I am very pleased to see that, because I know how much telephone service means to people who are isolated, especially in areas where there are long and severe winters. Government money spent to improve rural life is one of the best investments we can make in the future of the United States. Better farmers mean a stronger nation, and a strong United States is the best hope of a lasting peace in this world. What I want to see is a balanced economy in this great United States of ours. I want the farmers to have a fair share of the national income of the country. I want to see labor receive good wages so they can buy farm products, and I want to see business, both big and little, prosperous and able to carry on the necessary distribution of the things that we need. That is what makes a great country, and it is a country that in which all the people can share alike in its wealth. If we do that, then we are in a position before the world to say that our system of government is the best in the world, is the best in the history of the world. If we can do that, eventually we'll get a world peace without the necessity of having our young men slaughtered, as they have been in the past. Thank you very much for coming out here tonight. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.